This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right as we take some time with God. At the beginning of your week, I encourage you to just stop and take stock of your life. Are you putting God first in your life? Are you putting yourself first? If God is first, then he matters more than anything else, and your relationship with him is what is most important. I want to talk this week on a theme that is right at the heart of seeing what really matters to us in life, and that is the theme of money. In Luke chapter 16, Jesus tells a parable, and after that parable, he says in verse 11 and 12, "Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth, who will entrust the true riches to you? And if you have not been faithful in the use of that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own?" Do you know that much of what God does in your life is determined by how you handle the money he has entrusted to you? I think probably the most important phrase in this passage of Scripture is when he says, if you have not been faithful in the use of that which is another's. If you look at these verses in the context, it's so clear. Jesus is talking about the way you use your money. And he says that money you're spending is another's. It's not yours. It's God's. And God is looking to see if you use his money that he has entrusted to you the way that he wants it used. If you're faithful to use what is his in a way that is pleasing to him, then God knows that he can trust you with other issues in other areas of your life as well. You know, sometimes we get the idea, well, yes, 10% of my money is God's, and I need to give that to him, but the rest of it is ours. Oh, that is such a wrong way of thinking. The Apostle Paul reminds you that even you yourself belong to God. Certainly, everything God has put in your hands is his. The Bible paints a picture for us, not that we are owners of 90%, but that we are stewards of everything. That is, it belongs to another. It belongs to God. God has lovingly entrusted you with the money that is in your life, whether it's a lot or whether it's a little. And he wants you to enjoy his blessings in your life. But he also wants you to constantly consider, how can I use this money in a way that would bring pleasure and honor to God? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.